This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Summer is officially here, and as such, it's good that we go over some common courtesy rules for the season, since common courtesy just seems to be less and less practiced.
Because honestly, full disclosure, some of y'all need it.
I know.
Some of the things people do just boggles the mind.
I'm amazed at people thinking, yeah, this is okay.
Yeah. Oh, I am the only one on this planet, right?
You know? Right. Well, the first rule is, besides the 4th of July, don't set off fireworks in the middle of the night.
Yes.
You might be having a good time with your friends, but stop around maybe 8 p.m.
And really, there's only a few holidays where you should be setting off fireworks. Mm-hmm. You know, 4th of July being one of them, but yeah. Then not like on the 3rd of July or the 5th of July. Just one day.
Yep.
Go nuts.
Right. When you go to the beach, don't set up right next to someone you don't know.
Oh.
The beach is wide.
It's huge.
And there's a lot of room. So spread out. And also when you spread out, don't block their view of the water.
Oh,
so
I've
don't
done
get
that.
In front of
yes.
them.
Yes. Like stagger. Like that's yes. all you got to do. Like if someone's sitting there, you don't just park your stuff in front of them just a little to the left or right. That's all you got to do. Drives me crazy in a movie theater. Like empty movie theater mm-hmm. and someone will come and sit right in front of you. Or they'll sit like their whole row and they'll move all the way. You see them like pushing all the way down there and getting sideways and then they get like one seat away from you. Like really? Was that necessary?
Yeah, I will agree with that. And one thing I want to add to the beach scenario is don't shake out your sandy towel
yes.
next to someone. Because honestly, no one wants to be assaulted in the face with fine shards of glass.
That's right, because the wind, you're not sure where the wind is going to take it. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of rules.
And then this is a scenario to think about when you're at the pool. Don't assume that splashing someone is always fun. It's not. Some people just want to sit in the pool and not be splashed with water. And this also includes like when you're doing cannonballs and stuff because that water can go outside of the pool. Just be considerate of others.
Yeah. And a big thing, watch your kids. Keep an eye on your kids at the pool.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like there's some people that maybe they're sitting in the pool or by the pool and they have their phone.
Yeah.
And if they get splashed, you're going to ruin the phone.
Yeah. I mean, the general rule really is just look around a little bit. Like,
right.
just be just an ounce of recognition of other people around you might make you think, okay, maybe this isn't the best idea. And it will make everybody's summer a little bit better. And if we're all doing that, then we don't have these weird arguments at the pool where people get mad and ruin the whole weekend, you know? Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and I've heard Gavin say it before, and I've probably even thought it. Man, I wish I was a girl. You guys have it so good.
No, I've never said that
in
my life.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, I thought I'd heard you say that. But anyway, you guys get the joy of giving birth. I mean, what a privilege that is, you know, and to experience that, like, I'm just, like, jealous.
Okay, that's
super
enough.
Super jealous.
That's enough. There are many things women have to go through that
don't. I think you have couches in the bathroom. You have something going on there. Maybe even a Ferris wheel. Because that's the only reason that many women would get up and go to the bathroom at the same time or wait in a line. There must be an amusement park ride.
Hey, that's one thing that you got to be thankful you're not a girl is those long bathroom lines. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
But this got me thinking about, it makes me want to say to people like Wally and Gavin, be thankful you're not a girl, because I went shopping the other day, and you can't just easily, like, I know you guys, you can say, well, I wear a 32-inch.
Yeah, 32-30. That's what I got.
Yeah.
That's what
you need. And you can probably go anywhere, and it all fits the same.
I can order them offline and not worry about it.
Be thankful you're not a girl, because I could maybe wear a size in one jean and you try a different brand and it's not even close.
Really?
So you always have to try on every, and it's not just with pants, it's with shirts, it's with everything.
So you're saying that all these years I've thought my wife was just high maintenance, this is actually a bigger problem than her? Like, cause she always like, well, I have to try it on. Like, why? It's the same, it's a medium. You're good. You know what it is.
Yes.
Really?
That is what I'm saying. Okay. She is not being high maintenance.
Okay.
It is a real problem that women have to face. And you need to be saying to yourself, I'm thankful I'm not a girl.
All right. Well, that's a couple examples. Again, I'm still not convinced. I think you guys have it so great. You control so much more than you give yourselves credit for. And so we'll do this. If you want to help Gavin and my perspective a little bit, we'll do Be Thankful You're Not a Girl. We'll do that now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a lady and you have a really good perspective on this, you feel free to tell us why we should be, as men, thankful that we're not a girl. We'll take it right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. I doubt you'll come up with anything, but
because okay.
You guys are amazing.
Okay, push the button.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM.
So, Jody, what is that situation for you?
So, this isn't going to be very nice for you men, but we have to be in charge of the children and the house and the this and the that. Y'all get to go to work and come home.
Oh, get to go to work. Yes, I get to go to work. Just like you get to watch the children. I think we both have a have in this.
I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying, like, so for instance, in my household, I take care of everything, the finances, everything. He just goes to work and comes home.
Just goes to work. That's it. Just
No. I think Jody has a very good point, Jody, because there is a guy that we work with here. He has 5 kids. And I know that when one of those kids calls him or his wife calls him from home, they're just screaming nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman, her job is never done. And I believe that that guy that we work with, he stays here longer hours just so he can get a vacation from the kids.
Yeah, everyone thinks he's the best employee ever. He's just avoiding going home.
Right.
You are right about that. Like work, even though work can be work, it is an escape from raising kids. And mom, I wanna mom. Like, so yeah, I feel you on that. You are right. Be thankful you're a guy on this one for sure.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Why should I be thankful that I'm not a girl?
I have to get up probably 2 hours before everybody else just so I can get ready to leave the house. So put on makeup, do your hair, be presentable to leave where they get to sleep in and roll out of bed, put on clothes and leave.
Can I just tell you this, Melissa? I don't know you, but I don't think you need 2 hours worth of makeup. I think you're beautiful just the way you are.
It's not just the makeup, because you got to get the house ready, shower, feed the animals, take them out. So they just get to roll out of bed and leave. So I think that be thankful for that.
I agree with you, Melissa, because the thing is that the expectations are higher on women to be, quote unquote, presentable.
I think you put them on yourselves.
We could.
I honestly do. Because whether you came in here, well, Betty Rock does her makeup in here during the show most days now.
Well, yeah.
Like, and like you come in and have you done your makeup yet?
No,
honest, say, truthful.
No,
have you done your makeup
yet?
Because
you have stupid look on your
face. No, I'm saying, have you done your makeup yet? I can't
tell. I haven't.
Oh, well, you look amazing. And no. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't know. And it wouldn't be a big deal either way.
My point is, Melissa, I totally get what you're saying. And it isn't fair because there's low expectations on men.
Even if you don't put on makeup, everybody says, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are
like,
you
did you get enough sleep?
Yeah, do you feel okay today?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm just lazy today.
Yes.
Right, well, if you're a little pale, maybe go outside some or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, so you're the problem. You're the issue.
You posted this on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I did. And you can see what some people are commenting with when you go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. Desiree said, my kids only say, hey, mom, even when dad is right there.
Because they know dad is deaf. You know, dad is not going to hear any of that.
Liliana said, everyone constantly assuming you will always be the social coordinator for everyone.
Oh, yes. That happens with like our friend group. Or the wives always coordinate everything. But that's because they have an opinion about everything. If they let guys do it, we would do it, but when we do it and women change it all or have a thousand reasons why this is not a good idea, we finally just give in and go, you just do it, tell us where to be and when, and we'll be there.
Stop blaming us.
We are not
the problem.
It's just the way it is. This ought to be good. Joey, a guy wants to weigh in on this. What do you got, Joey? Why should we be thankful that we are men and not women?
Women have to go places and they don't have pockets like we do. Amen. And that's hard for them.
But are you happy that a guy realizes this?
Yes, because it is really, honestly, a world issue. I mean, I don't have a place to put my phone, my keys, my chapstick,
yeah, like
but you do.
In my pockets right now, I have a phone in one pocket, I have a good-sized wallet and keys in another, plus some coins. I have two back pockets just waiting to be used should I need them in the event of an emergency. And so, yeah, we are pocket-blessed as men.
Do you know what I have in my front pockets?
What?
Absolutely nothing, because they aren't there.
Do the jeans you have actually have pockets?
They
now?
Look like they have they pockets. Don't. They look like they have pockets, but there
Wait,
is
that,
nothing there.
You are kidding me.
Wait, that's not a pocket?
No, there's nothing there. I can't even pull it
open. Oh, it's like stitched clothes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's a problem.
Why would you buy those jeans?
I didn't know it at the time.
Always check the pockets. Even Joey knows that.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
So there was a group of students in Long Island, New York, that went from walking their high school graduation stage to putting out a fire just minutes later.
Whoa.
I know, pretty impressive. They're all volunteers with the fire department there, like a small community, and they're celebrating their milestone, you know, taking photos with their families right after graduation, and then the call comes in.
What?
Like, how cool is that to be a teenager and be on a volunteer fire department?
That's cool.
Awesome. When I was younger, I wanted to be a fireman. And this is a true story, okay? I want to be a fireman, but then I'm not good with, like, blood and stuff. So, like, they have to see a lot of that sometimes. But I was willing to get past that. But then I heard you had to know every street. This is so dumb. Like, this is how dumb I was as a kid. They're like, oh, yeah, you have to take a test where you know every street in your city. And I'm like, that's impossible. No one can do that. And this is before, like, a long time before, like, Google Maps was so prevalent. And you did have to know more. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I couldn't. Okay, I'll just go in radio then.
You know,
where the entry requirements were a lot lower.
I see.
And so I think I didn't pursue my dream of being a fireman because of false information.
Wow.
I know, isn't that crazy? Because you guys know I'm an amateur first responder.
Unfortunately, yes, I do know that, but I also don't want to see you around fire at all.
Oh, I love fire.
I know. That's the problem.
So they dropped everything they were doing. They rushed to the firehouse, still wearing their graduation gowns.
What?
They took the gowns off, and then they put the fire clothes on over their nice clothes. Like, one kid said, I forgot I was even still wearing my tie.
Nice.
Like, they got in, and they just went to town. And here's the craziest part of the story. The fire they responded to was at the home of one of their classmates who had just graduated with them.
What?
Like, how crazy is that?
That is crazy.
No one was injured, which was really cool. But, man, they weren't really upset about leaving one of the biggest days of their lives because they were volunteer fire department or fire men and women. They said, I got more pictures of me at the fire than I did of graduation. Overall, I'll definitely remember this as a cool memory, and it's a great story to be able to tell people.
It is. Yeah. It really is, and they're living up to a huge thing. I mean, there's a lot of kids their age that probably don't have any dreams or, you know,
They don't know what they're going to do yet.
Right. Exactly. But these kids are already chasing after it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of times, and I get it. Like, if you're a kid and you don't know what you want to do at high school, that's okay. That's what college is for. You kind of figure it out. But I am always, happy for the kids that have figured out what their path is.
Yes.
Because they're already working towards it, and they feel better about it. You know?
And they don't let the name of streets stop them.
Right, right, yeah. I let a small... probably lie. What if it was my guidance counselor told me that because she knew I'd never be able to do this?
She's a smart woman.
She might have done that, actually.
There's an app for that.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There's a million apps, you know, at the App Store, and you're not sure which ones to get. So we try to help you navigate some of that. When we find a good one, we like to share it with you. Betty Rock, what is the app that you found today?
This one is called Clean Up, Clean Storage. Oh. So if you find yourself with thousands upon thousands of photos in your gallery on your phone,
yep.
And you just can't, it just seems overwhelming to even go through the process of deleting it, that's where you need this app. So what it does is it goes through your photo gallery. It's kind of like online dating. Mm-hmm. So it will bring up all the photos you have. If you want to keep it, you swipe right.
Oh.
If you want to get rid of it, you swipe left. But you go through it, and then you realize you have so many unnecessary photos that you don't even need.
Right.
And you've been carrying around for years. And even sometimes there are photos that look very similar. So what this app will do is it will suggest the photo that looks best.
Ooh.
And then delete the rest.
Because a lot of times, yeah, like say you're trying to get that perfect selfie and your duck lips
right.
aren't right yet. And you take four shots of it and then you're like, oh, perfect duck lips. Move on. But you don't delete the other four. So it would delete those other ones.
Exactly. And if you're worried about safety, this app does work offline, meaning that none of your photos that are used in the app are going to be saved and used for other horrible purposes.
Yeah, so it's just it's on your phone only
thing.
It looks at your camera roll, basically.
Exactly. Now, this app does cost $1.99, I believe, but you can get a free 3-day trial for an unlimited gallery cleaning.
Oh, so get rid of everything in 3 days.
You can get it all done in 3 days.
Could you do it in 3 days, Rock?
I keep mine clean on my own because I can't stand having photos that just take up space.
I do remember that. I know. Let me see my phone real quick. I think I have 4,000 photos or something like that.
Good.
Gosh. Oh, no, I have 13,000 photos.
Yeah, that's bigger.
You need to get this app.
Yeah, I have 13,000 photos on my thing, 1,500 videos, because we shoot so many things for work and stuff.
Well, yeah, but once they're used, delete them.
I know, and I never do. And so, yeah, that's a great app. What's it called again?
It's called Clean Up, Clean Storage.
I think I'm going to have to pay the $1.99. I'm not getting this done in 3 days. There's no way. Way of this is the Wally Show, and Betty Rock likes to make fun of my little tattoo that I got on my wrist. My tattoo.
A tattoo.
It's a tattoo. Yeah, it's not a tattoo. It's a tattoo because it's small and it's on my wrist, but it's like significant of my family because my family means the world to me, and I got this for a reason, and I went with my daughter, and we both got things at the same time.
It does have a meaning behind it.
It does. And I think if you're going to do a tattoo, like, I know some people have a problem with them. I totally get that. But, like, if you're going to do one, I think it should have a big meaning. Like, it should matter.
Right. And I feel like in the world that we pretty much travel in, like in the Bible Belt,
right.
there are many people who get tattoos that have a spiritual meaning behind it.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, my roommate, she has one that has, like, she's thinking about getting another one that has a spiritual meaning behind it. And even a friend of mine posted a picture of his wife's new tattoo. And it was actually based on Luke 1:77-79.
Oh.
But just telling the story about John the Baptist and the path of peace, but just seeing how they interpret that into a drawing is so cool.
Yeah. Like John Cooper from the band Skillety-Doo, like he didn't have tattoos for years. Like even when they were coming up and were still big, and he got his first one on his arm that said forgiven.
And it was huge.
Oh, it was a big one. Yeah, it's a big one. I have an idea for one, but I just haven't had it drawn up yet.
Oh, is that it? You just haven't had it drawn
I wanted to do a forearm thing,
and
I want it to be the three trees from the book, The Tale of Three Trees.
But every time you look at your arm, you're going to cry.
I know. It's a great story about God and what we think our purpose is, and he has a totally different plan for us, and I love it, but I just haven't ever, like, gotten it drawn to where it would look like also a cool tattoo.
Totes.
Instead of like just three trees stuck on your arm, you know? So I that's important too, the artwork.
Of course.
I am curious about that. Did you ever get a tattoo that had a spiritual significance to it? I've heard other people too, like they get them and then people always ask about other people's tattoos. And so it's actually a good chance for people to share their faith, especially if they run in those circles where a lot of people get tats. It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, 855-33-WAY-FM. And people love to talk about their kids, pets, and tattoos. That's the one thing I've learned. Like they'll talk about those three things more than anything else in the world. Phones are already lighting up. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story now of the spiritual significance behind your tattoo. What is that tattoo you have that is also super faith-based for you?
Yeah, so I have a lot of tattoos, and they're all faith-based. And what was really cool for me was I'm a recovering drug addict, and the first tattoo I got was 2 Corinthians 5:17, and then it just kind of kept going. I kept getting more. Went to the same artist for every one, and he ended up coming to know Christ through our times of him tattooing spiritual tattoos on me.
That is super cool. Because I know there are some people that have a problem with tattoos and they look at a Bible verse in Leviticus and they're like, But you know what? I do believe that God uses anything and everything to get people's attention. And so the fact that you sitting there for hours with this guy and talking about the significance of your tattoos and then watching your life change is powerful. And that's a really cool story and a great example of how tattoos can be something that God uses.
Yep, absolutely. I go into people's homes every day for my job, and it's always a conversation piece, and I always just say, you know, God changed my life, so I'm going to serve him, and I like to decorate my temple.
Real quick, what was that first tattoo that you got, the Corinthians verse? I know it, but Betty Rock was asking.
Yep, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone.
Things are passed away, yeah, and all things become new. That one, yes. Well, that's a great one, and it's a great place for you recovering from your addiction to draw a line in the sand and say, I am new because of Christ. I love it, man. That's great. Jacob, thank you.
Thanks, man. You guys have a good one.
So what's yours, Christy?
Well, for a couple of years, I've had a small, about 2-inch cross on my left wrist, and I work in healthcare, so my gloves cut off and everybody sees it, and they'll always say, why is your cross upside down? And I'll say, well, it's not for you, it's for me. And then about a month ago, my 23-year-old son was arrested for something he didn't do. And so now around my cross, I have 3 Bible verses. For myself, I have Proverbs 31:25. For Devin, I have Joshua 1:9 that says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And since he's been in jail, he is doing church every day and Bible study and reading the Bible on his own, which is something maybe he wouldn't have done as much had he not been put in jail. And his favorite Bible verse right now is Psalms 56:10-11. And it says, in God whose word I praise, and the Lord whose word I praise, and God I trust and I am not afraid, what can man do to me?
Well, those are all extremely poignant and significant for your situation. And I think that's the cool thing about reading the Bible is that you have these things that you can repeat in your head and be reminded of over and over and over again when sometimes things don't feel good.
All of my verses are for Devin and for strength for me to try to get through this horrible nightmare that we're living.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. I've got this in my family as well, and it's hard. The whole family goes through it. The good thing is he has you to walk through this with him, you know, and he's going to need that because there's a lot of things that go on in this process that are frustrating and scary,
right.
And you can get through it, you know. My family's
really
living proof.
He's leaning on God, and he has a tremendous support system.
Oh, that's good because he needs that. Those phone calls every day matter, and you know what? As hard as it is to know now or imagine now, it does end and there is life on the other side where you can rebuild.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate everything you guys do at WAY-FM because it's definitely my church every day in the car.
Oh, well, that's good because, yeah, we want to be here to encourage you as you're sitting there trying to be the strongest you can for
your
son.
I'm there for him and you guys are there for me and it means a lot.
If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash-out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I know that video games in households can be a point of contention between like parents
sure.
and kids. I know I grew up where
husbands
it was like...
Husbands and wives.
That I'm learning that currently right now. Like I remember being told like, oh, there's not a future in this.
Right.
You can't make a career out of it. But as the generation of people who grew up playing video games becomes parents themselves, apparently it's becoming a very popular opinion that video games, get this, should be taught in schools.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting and kind of counterintuitive to what we've always thought these years. Why is that?
Because for right now, you do see that there are a lot of actual organizations that are professional gaming leagues.
Sure.
So parents and some people are saying that video games should be considered an extracurricular activity.
That's fair, like choir or something, yeah.
It's like a sport for some people, for the, you know, nerdier kids.
For the less active. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a sport, but extracurricular is a good thing.
Yeah. And then a lot of people say that there are a lot of careers that come out of the video game industry.
See,
more than just being a professional gamer.
That's the key here, because like being a professional gamer and actually making a living at it is like being a professional athlete in the sense that a very small percentage actually are able to do that. But if you love video games and you love the field, maybe that inspires you to be a game designer, you know? And like that, my nephew loves video games, but isn't motivated on a lot of other things at all. And I keep trying to tell him, like, man, why don't you look into what fields are around this, you know, job? Like, for me, I always wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to be in a band and everything like that. And then that didn't pan out for me. But then I got into radio, which I'm surrounded by music. I'm surrounded by musicians. And I love what I get to do. This was a better calling for me. And so I think it's the same thing. You can have a really fulfilling life and career inside of the thing if you're not the star even. You know?
And if you're curious about certain degrees that you can pursue on a higher education level that are tied to gaming, there's content creation and streaming communications, graphic design, technical arts, business management, game development, computer programming. Like those are things I couldn't imagine doing, but there are kids out there who love video games but have like brilliant brains that
That's the thing.
This.
If I was a parent, you know how you try to limit your video game time and stuff like that? I think if I was a parent with a kid who loved video games, I would offset it like going, fine, play it. But then I also want you to take a class in programming, or I want you to do graphic arts, you know, and because you could be a designer. You know, I want you to do something inside of this as well, because if you love it so much, you'll probably be successful in this other area while you're having fun too. So there you go. Maybe you helped some people get a different perspective and bring a little peace to the house tonight when it's video game time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and they say you don't choose your family, but you also don't choose your work family either, and you end up kind of being with people.
I think to some degree you do choose your work family.
What,
because
you
could choose to take the job or not.
Well, yeah, but once you're there, new people come in, and you just...
That is true.
You have no choice over who's in the building and who has no clue how to interact socially with other people, and who does not know how to use a trash can, apparently.
Oh, so we're going to this.
We are going to go to this. Yes, we are. We're going to do a new rule here, because the other day, like, I'll constantly take out the trash when it gets full because I'm an adult and I realize that. Or if I'm the one that fills it, I always take it out. So the other day, we have the trash cans that have the spinny lid on it, you know. Someone it had gotten so full that they jammed their last bit of lunch garbage down into the spinny lid, so it's just sticking out. The lid can no longer spin. Nothing can be added into there. It is chock-a-block full. But this person does not even remotely think, hey, you know what? I just filled that up. Maybe I'll go ahead and take this out for everybody so that the next person could actually use it. No, they just were like, okay, that's good. That looks good. I got it in there. I'm going to go about my day now and leave it for the next person. So, new rule. All right, that's what we're going to do here. New rule. If you fill up the trash can and you're the last person to completely fill it up and you do not empty it, we get to put the trash can in your office for a week.
Yeah.
And then we just use it in there and you'll take it out when it gets full then. I guarantee you will, because it's no longer a common space. So that's my new rule for office trash can use, okay? So what is your new rule? Or if you have a situation that you're not sure what the new rule should be, we can help you come up with the new rule. But something that you're like, okay, people, we need to address this, and we need to address this now. New rule.
I like that, because this is like your dream world. This, yeah. Whatever is bothering you, you make up that rule, and anything is possible.
Yeah, you're the king of this, or the queen of this castle. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe it's something at home. Maybe it's something at church. New rule. And if you have a new rule, we'll take it right now, or we'll help you formulate one. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take your new rule right now. What's yours?
That's a good one. I'm cooking fish in the microwave and not cleaning it out after. You ever open a microwave and then
yes.
It's just, oh my gosh.
People do that at work, and it just permeates the entire office. I think I got this one. New rule, if you cook fish in the microwave and you eat it at work, you should also have to use it as deodorant.
Ew, no, because yes. Then we all suffer still.
I know, but still, they should have to put it on as deodorant or perfume.
Ew.
Oh, that's so funny. Because you wear deodorant to not be offensive.
Exactly, but this is going to follow you all day long. I would deal with it for one day like that.
That's right.
So, Austin, what is your new rule?
Well, I think during COVID, we had a timing where everybody kind of gave some people extra distance. And I think that was more at the supermarket. And I think that is a new rule that was implemented that should stay in place.
I could not agree more. Like, having that little bit of extra personal space and social distance for me was glorious, because I don't like people getting right up on me in a line. It makes me anxious and antsy, and the social distance prevented that, which I loved.
I'm totally on board with that.
So if they break that 6-foot distance, what's the new rule?
They have to buy at least 3 of your items.
Oh,
there you go.
And like, you get to choose the 3 items.
Exactly, exactly. There you go. That's your new rule.
Got it.
Well, Austin, thanks for being on with us today, man.
Thanks so much.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on WAY-FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you've always dreamed of auditioning for or being discovered on a show like The Voice or American Idol, you may want to get a Spotify account first to see if you even measure up to what they're expecting.
Well, how is that?
That's because they're testing a karaoke feature, which would allow you to lower the vocal track of a popular song that you like so you could sing along to it. And when you are done, Spotify will be listening to you the whole time.
Okay.
And then it would give you an overall rating based on your accuracy.
I love this idea.
You do?
I
because
do.
As someone who
sings very well, it would give me some validation and some proof.
That's not what I was going to say.
Okay. Because I think what we should do is, I don't have a Spotify account, but when you do, and when it's active for you, mm-hmm. we should all do this and see who Spotify thinks is the best singer. Because you have constantly tried to submarine me because
submarine
you want
you?
To elevate your own vocal abilities, which are marginal, at best. Yes. Mm. I sing the high notes and
you do
very off pitch.
I do. I get there eventually and I love it.
Work
and
your
so,
way up.
Yeah. And so I would just be curious what Spotify says, who is the better singer between you, me, and Gavin.
Well, like Wally was saying, this feature isn't available just yet to everyone. So hold your horses. But okay. Spotify isn't even talking about it right now.
What?
But some people are starting to notice it on their phones.
Oh.
So they haven't just released it to everybody.
It's a cool idea because we have audio equipment because that's what we do for a living. And you can remove vocals somewhat by how you use this one filter. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like that. But the added component of them rating you is so good.
Now, the big question would be,
yes.
what song would we choose to all three Ooh. Take turns singing. I have a
thought too. It's got to be a big one, but
okay,
go ahead.
I have two thoughts.
Yes.
Celine Dion's
I Will Always Love You.
It's All Coming Back to Me.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's a big one for anybody.
I'm scared to do that.
Or yeah.
Yes.
Cher's Do You Believe in Love?
Do you believe in life after love? After love. That's not fair for you guys because that Spotify might just actually go, is Cher singing this if I do it? So we might have to come up with another option.
You're right.
Do you believe in life after love? After love? After love? Maybe something from Journey would be nice too. Don't Stop Believing. We might have to go old school, but that's a great idea. So look for it soon on your Spotify.
We've never claimed he was the sharpest tool in the shed.
I am the smartest man alive!
Or the most absorbent sponge in the sink. It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
All right, we're going to play Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is a double major alumni.
Yeah.
That's still so good. But this is where it's not questions about courses she took, because you're just going to have to be the DJ, so we're going to dumb it down a little bit.
That's very true. I've got some things that I think you could win on, like
okay.
about Christian artists.
Oh, okay.
Artists that we actually
That's
play.
That's in my wheelhouse.
This is something you may not geography.
No, you put that one in there just to give somebody a point.
And
I am so bad at that.
And then percentages.
Oh, come on. Like, you know math is tough for me.
Oh, it's tough for me, too. That's why I know you
I'm
won't win.
Curious if the answer is right. Like, we
oh,
might have to have
true.
Gavin check your math.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
So if you want to take me on, here's the good news. You just have to be smarter than a radio DJ, which should be easy if you were above, say, third grade. If you're second or below, I could dominate you.
I don't know.
I could maybe win if you're a second grade or below. But if you have a third grade or higher education, good on you. You probably want to win this thing. You want to win a prize? Got a WayFM prize pack up for grabs. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to take me on right now for Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by the amazing Colorado Christian University.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Shauna is our victim for Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is an alumni and I taught. And so here's the deal, Shauna. You just have to get more questions right than I do. The name is going to be your buzzer, so if you think you know it, you want to ring in quickly, Shauna. Now, Betty Rock, will there be choices given?
There will be, but okay. Just remember, if you shout your name first and get it right, you beat out the person.
So you could choose to wait for choices or not. So here we go. With that said, Betty Rock, question number one.
All right, you ready, Shauna?
Yes.
What famous Christian artist used the lyrics, "We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now"?
Oh, I know this song. Oh, because it's like right out of the Bible, too.
I have no clue.
Is it A, Matt Maher, B, Phil Wickham, or C, Chris Tomlin?
Chris Tomlin.
Oh, she's in there right away. Shauna, Chris Tomlin, is she right?
She is correct.
No. Yay! Wow, that was fast. Now, she technically didn't use her name, so I could have stolen the points.
That's true.
Chris Tomlin,
she didn't say her name.
But I'm going to give her a break here.
You're being the bigger person.
I am the bigger person.
Well done.
One to nothing for Shauna. Okay, question number two.
What U.S. state is between Minnesota and Missouri?
Everyone should know this, but I don't. What U.S. state is between... I didn't even know Minnesota and Missouri were close. I'll be honest with you.
Shauna, let's say Texas.
Uh-oh, that is incorrect.
Oh, good,
so
I get some choices.
Wally gets the choices.
Okay, Minnesota and Missouri, go.
Is it A, Wisconsin, B, Illinois, or C, Iowa?
Wait a minute. I thought Missouri was like close to Tennessee, where we live.
Oh,
like I've driven through Missouri. I have.
Oh, interesting.
What were the choices again?
Wisconsin, Illinois, or Iowa?
Okay, I am going to say Illinois because when we went to Missouri for a college road trip for my daughter, we passed through Illinois, which I was dumbfounded. Like, how are we in Illinois and Missouri and Tennessee? So I'm going to say Illinois. Final answer.
That's
got to be right.
Incorrect.
No!
It's Iowa.
How is that possible? I went through Illinois. I know I did.
Shauna, would you have gotten that?
No.
All right, last question. One to nothing.
If an item is on sale for $70 and it says it's 20% off, what's the now new discounted price? Is it A, $56, B, $59.50,
A, Wally, A. Because it's 10% is $7 off. So double that to 20% is $14 off. 56 plus 14 is 7.
That is correct.
That's how I do math in my head. Yeah, that's how I do math.
Hey, you lied. You said you were not good at math.
Well, it's pretty basic math. But I managed to get that one right.
Okay. U.S. presidents, and this will break the tie.
Okay.
Which president, once being told that he's president, 1 month later died? Was it?
I know it. Go. I want the choices, though. I know it, and I'll tell you how I know it. Go.
John Tyler, James Knox Polk, or William Henry Harrison?
Wally. William Henry
A.
Harrison. William Henry Harrison.
Shauna A.
No, you're wrong, Shauna.
It is William Henry.
Yes!
How do you know that?
I know this because of The Simpsons.
They
were doing a musical once, and they were like, "And William Henry Harrison, he died in 30 days." That's the only way I know that.
Who knew you could learn something from The Simpsons?
The Simpsons. I know, it's crazy. Most of the stuff I know is from TV, except for that Illinois question. Well, Shauna, I am sorry that didn't go your way today. You are not smarter than a jock, because, we're a really, really smart breed of people as DJs.
Getting way cocky there.
Yeah, not your fault. You could do nothing to stop this. But we appreciate you playing Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
You all have a great day.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Look, good news, giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming your way to make you feel better because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There's a couple in L.A. They were doing some spring cleaning, and as you can imagine, that ended up with them having a lot of extra trash that needed to be picked up. So they decided to thank their trash guys by leaving them out some cold drinks.
Nice.
And just saying thank you for all that you do.
I think you can do little things like that for people that are doing a service for you, and it matters. I had a guy doing some construction work in our backyard, and I wasn't going to be there, and so I left him a cooler of drinks because it was a hot day, and then he was like, man, thank you. So like next time I saw him, he was like, man, thank you. That was like super cool of you.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's so easy to make somebody's day actually with just a little tiny bit of thought and very little effort. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There were a bunch of kids in Pittsburgh. They did this fundraiser called Coins for Kendall to help a puppy born with birth defects.
Oh, come on.
And he needed
now.
Three life-saving surgeries.
What?
They ended up raising over $2,000 to help get those surgeries. And I looked for an update. It looks like he's doing well in recovery.
Good.
They said he's recently regained the energy of a puppy.
Oh, good. Aww. Good. For $2,000, I hope the vet kicked in a little too on that to reward their effort, because $2,000 is not a ton when it comes to pet surgeries.
Not, but it's something that you'd be proud of your kids for doing.
Absolutely.
And that kids can raise that much money.
Yeah,
that's
good
awesome.
On them. And then finally, speaking of kids, there was a teenager that found a woman's purse that she left behind at a grocery store. So he got the address from her driver's license and actually returned it to her personally, which is kind of a bold move. And I love when kids do the right thing. The lady said she saw him on her Ring doorbell and was so thankful. She wanted to reward him, but she didn't have a lot of money, so she started a GoFundMe. GoFundMe has $3,000. So,
holy cow!
Yeah, so that kid came out way ahead of the nickel she would have given him, you know? So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way of Him, this is The Wally Show. No one can know everything, and so that's why we try to help you out with different scoops that we find out, things that might make your life a little bit better or easier. And Betty Rock is the scoopiest of scoopers, so what do you have the scoop on today?
I think we've all found ourselves there. We have a empty plastic milk bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Or, in my case, an empty Milo sweet tea plastic.
Sure. Gallon jug
bottle.
There.
Yeah, a jug, perhaps, yes. And you just think, well, I guess I'll just throw it in the trash, but it takes up so much space. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not good for the environment. So my scoop is on how to shrink it and dispose of it properly.
Okay.
Why are you giving me that look?
Because I'm hoping that there's something more than just you squish it.
Yeah.
So
what we do every time is that you take it and just go
squish it, and then you put the cap back on it.
No. You're thinking of a water bottle. I'm talking about
a milk jug.
We're thinking of the gallon.
Yeah, gallon things. Jug.
Y'all squish a milk jug?
Yeah. It squishes.
Yeah.
Plastic.
You just squish it with
your
hands.
Know what? I bet sometimes for women's situations, we don't have as many muscles as men
do. Okay,
so
what do you do?
So what you do is you turn your tap water on as hot as it'll go. Ooh.
Okay.
And then you fill up the jug about a quarter of the way.
Yeah.
When you've done that, turn the jug upside down, lean it up against the counter of your sink, and start rolling it. The heat is going to melt the plastic, making it more pliable.
Ooh. Okay.
So that it will be more bendable, and then you can dispose of it.
That's interesting, because that will get smaller than when we just squish it. Because
yeah.
As guys, we just squish it. And then if you put the cap back on it, it keeps it from expanding again because it locks the air in.
Right.
Do you suggest putting the cap back on yours as well?
This woman did.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it would work in this situation or not, but I mean, when she took it, she was able to roll it up like a piece of paper.
Yeah, because what we do is we have a small recycle bin under our sink, and then we add it to the big one, and so I'm constantly having to take that out, and so maybe I could make less trips by having the jugs even smaller. The rolling it, I have to tell you, Rock, you always amaze me. I was not expecting the rolling tip, and now I am going to try that at home. That's a really great idea.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, and that's going to do it for your scoop for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.